They are arresting the wrong president. So says police officer Michael Letts. The law enforcement veteran is joining us live right now to explain everything wrong with this week's potential arrest of former President Donald Trump and his alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's a great day to be an American, especially when we let some justice happen by arresting the right president, not the wrong one.
Yeah, that would be nice. Here's kind of where I want to start this morning, Michael. First of all, what would you say is the big problem with what Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is doing with this potential charge?
He has three major issues. First of all, they have no jurisdiction in the matter. They're talking about a campaign contribution. That's the Federal Election Commission and the feds, not the state. So they're totally outside the jurisdiction. They have no authority here. Second of all, they have looked at this case on a state level, in this perceiving office holder, the one who held the position before him, and declined to prosecute. And now the statute of limitations is far run out. So this would have never occurred to anybody else in America other than the President Trump. And, of course, the third thing is they have absolutely no regard or respect for what this would do to law enforcement all across the country.
Yeah, and I definitely want to get to that third point in just a moment. But before we do, I want to ask you, why are you specifically saying they are arresting the wrong president? From a law enforcement angle here, what charges do you believe Joe Biden should be given?
We take a look at it very frankly. And first of all, when you take a look at what I just mentioned about Trump, there's just nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, it's legal. If you want to argue this is a misdemeanor at best, there's no evidence of that. You take a look at Biden, however, though. We take a look at his track record, what has happened with the laptop, what has happened with national security. Now what we see with the financial records from the banking system, from payments from China, there is ample evidence of what we deem high treason and to compromising national security. So if you want to have a felony, something that is worth pursuing, then pursue it with the people that have committed the crime, not a trumped-up charge.
I love the way you answered that question because you kind of compared and contrasted there Trump versus Biden. So do you think that there's a lack of balance, would you say, between what's happening with Donald and what's happening with Joe?
There's a huge lack of balance here. And the reason why, as the statement I made earlier, it wouldn't make any difference who you were other than Trump. This charge would never even be considered to anybody else in the country other than to Donald Trump.
Okay, I want to circle back now to something you said because I think it was pretty powerful. You said essentially that this puts police in not a great position. So let's go ahead and walk down this road, Michael. Let's go ahead and say that officers are officially given the call to arrest Donald Trump. They're ordered to do so. What do you think these police officers should actually do?
Well, and I appreciate you asking that question. Let's take it from the very top. First of all, it is the DA, it's a local district attorney's office, that is issuing an indictment. All right, they don't have to issue an indictment. They can have an arraignment. Do it for a misdemeanor, done all the time. It doesn't bring anybody in. You just simply says your attorney goes to court, represents you to decide whether the charge is even valid to move forward or not. That's what should occur in this situation. That would occur with anybody else other than Trump. Second thing that's going to happen is because the DA is issuing it, the DA has no law enforcement power. It has no law enforcement officers. So that means it's going to have to go to a law enforcement unit. Well, they're going to have to decide whether to implement that order or not. We view it as an unlawful war. I think it should disregard it, quite frankly, and that's what I'm encouraging all my law enforcement officers across the country. It is time that we in law enforcement take a stand and refuse to be politicized and weaponized and do this order or any other order that is unlawful. This is an unlawful order.
Somebody
says, well, go ahead.
No, that's a pretty strong statement to say that police officers should deny this order. If they are, am I hearing you right? If they are given this order, they should deny it?
That is correct. They should not implement it. There is nothing in the law that requires law enforcement to execute and move on an unlawful order. Now, you say, well, if I refuse to do it, can I get fired? Yes. But I think I'd rather be fired for doing the right thing than to be remembered for doing the wrong thing. And there's nothing in the law that requires me to execute an unlawful order. And then, of course, the other thing that I mentioned, we're talking about how does this affect law enforcement nationwide. Well, I think it's very evident for the American people to see. Anytime Trump has a rally, usually more than five people attend.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime Biden had a rally, they had a put dummies in the chairs to make it look like there was a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So the point I'm making is that it will affect a lot more people across the country if anything is done with Trump. Guess who's going to have to maintain the order and have to be the one in the process of dealing with that whole issue?
Right.
Law enforcement. We're talking about doing it at a stage in our timing in law enforcement, worst we've ever had in history. We've had more assassinations, more targeting of law enforcement than in history. We have the lowest morale rate. We have the highest suicide rate. They don't care about what our people are on the street. They don't care that crime, violent crime, is spiraling out of control. They want to use us as political weapons. And quite frankly, it's got to stop.
Man, you know, it's such a good point. I mean, we're seeing it right now. Police in several major cities, they're on high alert for potential unrest in the event, you know, that former Donald Trump is indicted. Michael, really good perspective this morning. That's why we love having you on the show. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless America. And together, this country is going to be restored.
Hey, amen to that. I love the optimism this morning.
Podcasts by Federated Media.